بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب ندب من حلف على يمين فرأى غيرها خيرا منها أن يفعل ذلك المحلوف عليه ثم يكفر عن يمينه. There is the next chapter that it is advisable, it is necessary that if a person takes a qasam, an oath, and after that he sees something else is better than the oath that he had taken. Like for example, a person takes an oath, I won't speak to my wife for 1 week. And then he realizes, no, this is wrong, I shouldn't do that. Then he must break that qasam, give the kafara, and he must do what is better. Or a person takes a qasam, I won't go to my mother's house for 1 year. And then that is wrong what he did, the qasam he took. So it is necessary now for him to break that qasam, give the kafara of it, and the kafara will explain what it is, and then he must carry on going to visit his mother, etc. عن عبد الرحمن بن سمرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت عبد الرحمن بن سمرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم told me, وإذا حلفت على يمين, if you take a قسم, if you made take a قسم on oath on Allah's name, فرأيت غيرها خيرا منها, and then you saw something else is better than that, the qasam that you took, and something else is the correct thing to do, فَأْتِ الَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ, then do that what is the right thing to do, what is better to do, وَكَفِّرْ عَنْ يَمِينِكَ, and give the kafara, give the compensation, the payment that you have to do for taking that qasam, that wrong qasam, or that lower qasam that you took, for that give an expiation, that is, give the kafara of it. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من حلف على يمينه, a person who takes a قسم فرأى غيرها خيرا منها, and he sees that something else is more better than the qasam that he has taken, even if the first qasam was not incorrect, even if it was correct. Like for example, a person says that I won't do a certain thing which is permissible to do, but it's not haram to do that. And then he realizes, no, I should not have said that. I should not have taken that qasam. Then he should break that qasam and do the thing which is better. Well, يُكَفِّرْ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ, he should give the kafara of his qasam. Well, يَفَدِ الَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ, and he should do that which is better for him to do, the better option. وعن أبي موسى رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Musa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inni wallahi insha'Allah la ahlifu ala yameenin, that by Allah I will never take an oath and then become aware of a better option. Thumma ara khayran minha illa kaffartu an yamini, I will give the kafara to compensate for that oath what I had done, wa ataitu alladhi huwa khayrun, and I will do that which is better. If a person takes an oath to discard a wajib obligation, if a person takes an oath to discard that he won't do something which is compulsory wajib for him to do, or to commit a haram action, if he takes an oath that he will do something which is haram, it will be wajib upon him to annul his oath. It is compulsory for him to break that oath of his, the wrong oath that he had taken. And he must give the compensation for it. If a person takes an oath to discard a mustahab or permissible action, not something which is faraz and compulsory, but which is mustahab, advisable to do, or to do a makruh, detestable action, something which is undesired, it will be mustahab for him to annul his oath. Yeah, it won't be compulsory to cancel his oath, break his oath, but it will be mustahab for him if he took an oath on a mustahab thing, etc. If a person takes an oath not to speak to his father for a period of 1 month, then he should immediately begin speaking to his father, because this option is better for him. That is the right thing to do. It is not correct for him that he takes an option. I won't speak to my brother, my sister, my son, my father or anyone. That is only allowed up to 3 days, and that is also if it is on a religious basis. Otherwise, if it is on a worldly basis, for a religious basis, even if it is a whole lifetime you don't speak, it is all right. If that person is doing and persisting on wrong, which is haram, and you inform him, then if you don't speak, there is permission for that. Expiation of an oath, that is the kafara, is done by freeing a slave. Today there are no slaves that we can free. Then the next option is feeding 10 people 2 times a day. And if that also is not possible for a person, or clothing 10 poor people. We should give clothes to 10 poor people. Normal standard clothes, not too expensive, not very cheap. Standard clothes you should give to 10 people. If one does not have the ability to do any of this, then he should fast for 3 days. That will be the kafara of breaking his qasam. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه says that Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لأن يلج أحدكم في يمينه في أهله. For one of you to persist in his oath in respect of his family. Somebody who took an oath and he wants to persist, carry on with that. أَعْظَمُ لَهُ عِنَّ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَنْ يُؤْتِيَ كَفَّارَتَهُ الَّتِي فَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Then in respect of his family, is more sinful in the sight of Allah than him fulfilling the kafara which Allah has prescribed for him. That is, if a person takes an oath with regard to anything wrong in his family, now to give the kafara is a command of Allah. But better for him is to give that kafara and to speak to the family, to do good to the family. The hadith teaches us that a person should not persist upon an oath when a better option exists. We shouldn't be stubborn and obstinate that I took this qasam, now I'm going to fulfill it. No, he must break it. That is the better thing. If he took a wrong qasam, sometimes in a spit of anger, a person does many wrong things. Allah saves us. He gives talaq to his wife also. Sometimes even 3 talaqs he gives. Or he takes some qasam, some oath, which is a wrong oath. He should not persist with that. He should realize when as soon as his anger cools down, then he should realize I did wrong. He should break that oath of his. And he should give the kafara. He should annul his oath by adopting the better option and give the kafara. According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ali, one should first break the oath and then give the kafara. Not give the kafara first and then break the oath. He should first give the kafara, he should first break the oath that he had taken and then give the kafara to compensate for the wrong oath that he had taken. May Allah guide us in all matters, inshallah.